As in a good mystery novel, towards the end of the novel, all things seem to come together. They coagulate, as it were. And so we see, too, in the scriptures, in the prophets, and in the gospels. Especially, we see this in the Gospel of St. John, which is, though not better in a sense than the others, it is the best of the Gospels, the fullest of the Gospels, with much more detail than the other evangelists who were either not there or were not as immersed in what was going on. Nevertheless, we must, of course, know and believe, it is a requirement of faith, that all of them were inspired by the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit uses our natural means, or lack of, in order to bring about the truth. But we see in the book of the prophet St. Isaiah that many things are predicted already. The Lord, through Isaiah, predicts that which we have seen this week. Come forth, young man, I say to thee, get up. Lazarus, come out. Come forth. These are found already here in the book of Isaiah. And then, of course, the fact that our Lord will feed us. We shall see this even more in the next few days. In addition, of course, we have in the Gospel something which, especially in St. John, we have had from the very beginning of the liturgical year. Because all of it is one, and it comes together at the proper time. Not when we may want it or not, but when God wants it. And already we saw at the Epiphany, at the wedding feast of Cana, that our Lord spoke about this, about which he speaks of here in the Gospel of St. John. St. John reminds us that it was to the Blessed Mother who commanded him to perform the first public miracle, thus revealing himself. In particular, not only to the apostles and disciples who began to believe in him, though not all, but also and especially to reveal himself to Satan and his minions, who thought he might be the Messiah, but was not sure. There were many things that said, yeah, maybe he is the Messiah. But then other things, no, but that's not exactly what we expect. But then our Lord says to the Blessed Mother, my hour is not yet come. And the hour is the moment, the hour of his passion and suffering and death, which culminates in his resurrection. So here he's speaking in the temple, and again he gives testimony of the fact that he is the Son of God, which means he is God. As I've said many times before, for those who listened, if you have children, they're not lizards or rats or squirrels. They're human beings. They're children. Human children. God the Father, when he has a son, which is from eternity, there was never a time that he did not, something which we can never understand, so don't try. He does not have a human being for a son. He has God for a son. And so the Son of God is God, as the Holy Spirit, too, who comes forth from their mutual love, is God. The life, the dynamic and wondrous life of the Trinity in itself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thus he says, the Father and I are one. You do not know me because you do not know my Father. Now they say they know the Father, but they don't really. They continuously disobey him and break the covenant with him. Right from the very beginning with Saint Aaron at the foot of Mount Sinai, who made out of the jewels that they stole from the Egyptians by command of God, by the way. So God can do whatever he wants, not we. From all those gold jewels that they stole from their masters in Egypt, they fashioned a golden calf. And of course, the punishment was to be severe. Aaron was supposed to melt down the cow and grind it and put it in water, and they were supposed to drink that water with the ashes in it of the golden calf. Now tell me that God is not strict. Tell me that I am. I have never made you eat any of your ashes yet. But it would be a possibility. Of course, you would be dead, and then I would go to jail. Nevertheless, that's not here. It's God. It's God and the Son of God and the Holy Spirit of God. And so he tells them, you do not know me because you do not know the Father. And of course, all these things were insults to them, to their pride. And of course, all sins, the original sin of Satan, of Adam and Eve, is pride. And all our sins, no matter what they are, the source of that is pride. And so, by their own pride, they shall be destroyed. They could not understand it, and they could not agree to it because of their pride, because they thought too much of themselves and of their paltry knowledge. But Jesus is the light. I am the way, the truth, and the light. There is no way to the Father but through me, who am the Son of God, who has been sent by the Father to redeem the world. So today, he reminds us of the hour, and that's how St. John ends this particular pericope of the Gospel. They could not do any harm to him, no matter what. How angry they were, they wanted to kill him, like in Capernaum and Nazareth, they wanted to throw him off the cliff, and he walked right in the middle of them. They could not touch him. Maybe they didn't even see him, because it was not his hour. But now, as we see in the sacred liturgy of the church, and in the way the altar, which is the Holy of Holies here, is dressed, that the hour is upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we continue now with